Disney's nearly 40,000 unionized employees in Florida want a raise. The current minimum pay in their contract is $10 an hour. Negotiations start next month, but a wage hike would increase costs for Disney as the company struggles with its television business. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. And Mike, a current contract was negotiated in 2014. It increased pay from $8 an hour to $10. This was when President Obama was pushing for raising minimum wages. But 8 to 10 is above Florida's $8.10 an hour minimum wage. So is the company saying, you know, you're doing better than everybody else? What's the arguments here?
Well, I think there are a few bargaining chips that the union may be able to play. The first is simply that the labor market in the United States is very strong now. Unemployment at 4.4% is among the lowest it's been this century. And in Florida, it's even lower at 4.1%. And at the same time, several national restaurant and retail chains have boosted minimum wage in recent years, and there's been a growing movement across the country to raise it as high as $15 an hour. So there certainly are plenty of chips for the union to play in its negotiations with Disney.
Well, also, Disney is supposed to be, you know, about families and about, you know, real people and workers. And there's also a lawsuit pending right now from former Disney employees who say they were forced to train foreign workers who then replaced them. So just, you know, is there a bigger picture here with workers at Disney and maybe a PR aspect the company has to keep in mind?
Yeah, definitely the PR is going to be a big element of this. Disney would never want to see sort of a work stoppage or that sort of thing.
Mickey Mouse would be standing out there.
Mickey Mouse carrying the picket line. But it's really quite an interesting situation with the workers at Disney. Many workers at national restaurant and retail hotel chains haven't really been able to organize, but Disney is unique in that so much of the parks business is concentrated in just a few spots geographically. Disney employs about 74,000 workers in the Orlando area. And the Services Trades Council union that represents them, they represent everyone from the housekeepers at the hotels to literally Mickey Mouse walking around in the costume. So it's a very unique situation for the Disney workers to be able to engage in this type of collective bargaining for this type of jobs.
Well, and as you the other point you're making is that they have these concentrated areas, outside Los Angeles, Florida, the parks, but the TV could have been broader. What's happening with the TV?
Well, this situation is not the best timing for Disney. One of the main problems is this whole cord-cutting phenomenon. And one of Disney's most important businesses is ESPN. So whenever a customer, quote unquote, cuts the cord and gets rid of their cable service, Disney loses money because they get less per subscriber of ESPN. And the stock has really reflected this year. The stock's been pretty weak in the last few months. And for the year, it's only up less than 3% when the entire market is up about 10%. Mm-hmm. So that sort of underperformance is definitely something that will get noticed in boardrooms.
What do you think is going to happen here, if you would bet?
I would imagine that they do have a good time to bargain. The contract calls for this to happen, to allow them to reopen negotiation on pay at this stage of the phase. So I think Disney will have to give them something.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.